been a while since I've been here. Shimon, how are you?
Introduce the podcast, please.
That's what I'm doing now. How are you, Shimon?
I'm doing well.
You're doing well, Abby.
Yes.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to your favorite football show, The Bias Football Takes. I know you guys have missed me. So we're not here. It's been a while, though, but it feels good to be back. Shimon, how are you? How's life?
I am alive. How does you want to ask me? I'm okay. No, I'm doing well.
I care about you, and I am my guy.
Okay. Please, just add no DDBN what you just said now.
Come on, man. The news is coming out. It's crazy.
I just saw one clip of Diddy carrying Burna Boy up from his waist. He lifted him.
Wala.
Some people's favorites.
That's crazy, though. Well, man, the entertainment industry as a whole, like, just not even just in the US, even in Nigeria. I mean, every now and then you hear people like talking about stuff that goes on there. It's just crazy. People are wild, yeah. Is that why you want to join the entertainment industry?
Did I tell you I can sing?
No. You don't need to sing now. You know, our podcast is a form of entertainment, so you technically you're in the industry.
But you know, the good thing about tech, this is why I like tech. Tech has diversified a lot of these things. So you don't necessarily need to be in that industry physically to make waves. You can be in your bedroom and propagate your skill set and your talent. Like, you don't need to go to the studio to create music. I mean, you should, but a lot of artists have been at home making music. So that's why
I don't want to hear that. Next thing, Nigerian police force raided your house in Nigeria.
In Nigeria. I don't see you.
Anyway. Well, we have a short program for this week. We will quickly dive into the game of the weekend and perhaps game of the season, Arsenal versus Man City. But before that, we'll talk about, you know, the international break and how, you know, certain players, you know, the relevance of international breaks and, you know, how teams navigate it, whether dubiously or with the right intentions. And then we'll talk about the games of the weekend. And then, you know, is there anything that you want to add or talk about?
A lot of former Brazilian players have been charged with rape.
Oh, wow.
Sexual assault. Yeah. What's his name? Former Barcelona.
Daniel Alves. Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
So we can talk about that.
Okay, so, well, very quickly, Sean, what do you think about do you think that this international break, this one that they do in March, is relevant? And if you were the coach of a B-level team like Manchester United, would you send your players to international break?
I mean, I will accept that Manchester United is a B-level team if you agree that Arsenal is a D team. So... if you agree, then that's fine.
Seriously, what do you think of the international break and
some of those games timing? Are kind of, I won't say irrelevant, but the Euros is going to start really soon, right? So I guess a lot of those managers are trying to, you know, cross their T's and dot their I's and checking their P's and Q's. But regardless of what it is, your country is your country. There's nothing you can do about that. The managers can only try to be diabolical and fraudulent about their ways by lying. Arsenal number one. But
look at that. Say Arsenal number one.
But your country is your country. However, the clubs pay the salaries, so it's just a toss up. I know. I think FIFA used to fine clubs for not releasing some players. I'm not sure if they are still doing that. But if I'm a manager of a country and I need my players, crucial. I don't know. It's between, it's just like, I don't know how to take that, because if he's an important player for the country and he withdraws and says, oh, he's injured, there's a way he can talk to me that will allow me, just overlook it. But if he does it in a very rude manner, a questionable manner, I probably will not pick him for Euros for the main tournament, because he didn't respect the country. No, for real, he didn't respect the country. And it's funny. You know what's funny?
What?
It's only European footballers and African footballers that do that. You don't see South American players doing that. You don't see them doing that. They always want to play, always want to play for their countries every time. Anywhere you call Brazilians, say they want to go to Ghana, they will go to Ghana and go and play. Say you want to go to Europe, they will go and play. But it's always European players and African players. I don't know what sense is that, but it's just what it is.
So you were coming for Arsenal. You saw how John Stones and Kyle Walker miraculously got injured in the
It's
10
both of you now. It's both of you now. It's both of
minutes.
you. I don't know who was crying. I think it was Carragher or somebody that was complaining. I'm like, dude, you know how it is. Like, there's nothing for you to complain. It did not stop. It did not change. They've been doing
Yeah.
it before our time. They did it during
Peggy
our time, and they did it
used to
after
do
our
it.
time.
Yeah.
For who?
You will not let
For who
players
now?
go. No,
For
so
who?
anyway,
Mention one.
that man was a criminal as far as I'm concerned, but
Okay.
that's my bias take for the
If it's a criminal, then what makes Arteta?
day. There's no such thing
Or your,
as there's no such
or
thing
your,
as at that time, and referees
or
don't.
your, or your favorite Pep?
No,
You know,
Pep.
wait. Though, you missed the last episode. You know that the deducted or the deduct point from, or the intent to deduct point from Nottingham Forest,
Nottingham
right?
Forest, yeah, sure,
And Nottingham Forest went to appeal. Apparently, if they lose that appeal, they might even increase the point deduction.
yeah. These people, they're not serious.
Yeah.
These English course, but then that's fine. Anyway, let's get into the topic at hand. Who do you think will win Arsenal City versus Arsenal this weekend?
I honestly don't know.
And
I
why?
honestly don't know. I don't know. I think
Be honest and objective if you can be, if it's in your blood.
I don't care about being honest or objective. I hate Arsenal. Arsenal losing will bring me joy. But the way you missed the past two episodes of how Liverpool played City and how Liverpool played United, it just feels like if they believe that they can beat a team, you're definitely going to lose. So you have to really come and play football. So if City comes and they are arrogant, Arsenal might beat them. But if City is on that game, Arsenal cannot beat them. Worst that Arsenal can do is take a draw. Like
Really?
if both of them are on their game, they are both good on that day, it's gonna be a draw. Arsenal cannot beat City.
Really?
Yeah. If both of you are like on your game, like there's
So
no
when we beat
no
them in FA, the
mistakes.
Community Shield and the 1-0, were they on their were they playing their
They were not. They were not. They were not good.
A1
They were not good. They were not good. But I mean, they were beating. They were beating. That's obviously the same way Liverpool thought they're gonna beat us this season. They came with arrogance for the first leg in EPL, in the league, 0-0. Is it 0-0 or 1-1? I can't remember. And Van Dijk was crying all over the place. This second one in the FA Cup, they thought they were gonna be United because of the way they played against City. And City didn't really play that game. City was just kind of horrible in that game. So they played that game. Liverpool played really well. But against United, they probably thought, oh, United is weak. They can beat United. And United just caught them
You were so
off
lucky
guard.
that
How were we lucky?
game. They played, but they just couldn't score again.
Are you kidding?
No, you
Are you
people, you
kidding?
also missed some chances, though, but
Exactly, like we both missed chances, but
no, but Liverpool shall be.
typically in grand scheme of things, I myself predicted that Liverpool was going to beat us. So we're meeting Liverpool in some spaces that they did not believe we could get to. So, but let's get back to Arsenal. If Arsenal plays well and the City is on that day, Arsenal is going to beat them. but no, Arsenal is going to draw, not beat. But no, actually, no, Arsenal is going to win if City is on that game and Arsenal is on that game. But if you are both on your game, the max that Arsenal can get in that game is a draw.
Let me tell you this: if Gabriel Martinelli plays, we're winning that game.
Did you hear what Deschamps said about Saliba?
Yeah.
The best defender in
Premier League, yeah.
Premier League ever.
No, not ever. But this is.
He said it's like it's very very low on the pecking order. Wow. Okay.
No, the fact anyways, of the matter is this: we both know that Saliba is better than Konate.
I'm sure. Can you agree with that?
He said, "Come again." He said, "The best defenders are what?"
No, I said, "Can we both agree that Saliba is a better defender than Konate?"
Why do you ask that question? I need to know where you're coming from.
No. See, you know, managers, they are human beings at the end of the day. If a manager has players that he prefers, I mean, obviously he'll play him or them ahead of people who he's not so fond of. So, there are certain things that are glaring, right? One is that Saliba is a better defender than Konate. So for Deschamps to say that, you know, Saliba is not that impressive or something along those lines, it's just clear that the man is not a fan of Saliba, which is fine, but you know, don't now come and be saying things that everyone who watches football can obviously see and dispute. So.
I don't know why you're saying don't. I know you're facing me. Go and face the chumps now. Like,
if you are really good, you didn't answer my question.
If you are really good, you will bring you in. See, Kobe Mainoo.
Oh my God. Mainoo will not start.
Everybody.
Are you serious?
Everybody's like, Mainoo. It was so bad that he didn't pick him the first time. Oh, they had to pick him. They had to bring him. Like, this guy is too good.
No, that game that he played was not a relevant game. Now, if they are playing a serious match, do you think that Mainoo? Are you serious?
He didn't hear what I said. I said they did not pick him first. They did not pick him to join the international senior team. They had to bring him in.
He's the most unformed youngster now, as in under 18. Obviously, they were just picking for the experience. He's not going to play. But Saka, too, we've seen that before. It's nothing new.
Okay. So if you are good, you are good, Abi.
Yes, but then also the manager has to like you. No.
Okay.
For example, Ben White is fantastic. But they are not playing him.
You know why they're not playing him, right?
You say because of Kyle Walker?
No, it's a personal reason now. What's wrong with you? You're not even current with your players.
You say I'm not current. No.
You know it's a personal reason, right?
I know, but
so why are you current with the guy's name? That's what you're supposed to pick.
No, wait. If it was not a question of them not liking Ben White, he should have been playing. That's the point. That's what I said, because Kyle Walker.
It is a personal reason. Forget about. Don't even pick the guy's name. Don't use another example. That's what example to use. I'm telling you. Anyway, so do you think Arsenal is going to beat City? You
answer
the question yourself. Okay.
Yep, I certainly do.
And you know, wait before you hold on before you hand. At the beginning of this show, you said probably the most important game or the biggest game of the season.
Yes.
Please clear your mouth.
Why?
Because that's not in grand scheme of things, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's just 3 points because both of you are still going to face tough opponents.
But I'm telling you that if anybody see the league is poised now such that, because if you are both sincere, I don't see either of us losing, and Liverpool as well, I guess, losing multiple games, right? So it's just one or two matches that will win this losses that will win this. That'll give the other team the league this season.
Yes, so you'll beat United.
Of course. It's definitely is that one is that serious?
So you beat United and you beat City.
Why not?
Okay. That's good.
I hope you know I hope you know that Arsenal has won the most points from big six teams since Arteta joined. I hope you know that against big six teams.
How does that relevant?
So I'm telling you that we can beat
All this relevant stats. People just mean, football is dead, man.
Football is dead.
Football is really dead. I cannot believe what you're saying.
No. So, yes, of course, it's a big game and things can happen. But at the end of the day, we can only go based. We can go based on statistics too. Those give us metrics to go by.
Okay. Anyways, you say.
We'll beat City at the Etihad.
You beat City, okay.
Yes.
Wow. Very bold.
And okay. we'll beat them at our home, neutral ground, and in their home.
Okay. Yeah. That's good.
I think that Arteta has, first of all, they've not been playing well. They've not been scoring a lot of goals. And their midfield, once you bypass them, they concede as well. Once you bypass Rodri in that midfield, they don't really cover. They're not as physical as they used to be. And they don't even hold the ball as well as they used to be, like in the midfield. So, I am actually 97% confident
that you beat them.
Yeah.
Child, don't, when you get beaten, reply my messages. Don't
I'll be
angry.
Here.
Just okay.
I'll Let's be move here. On. I'll be on. Here. Then what are your thoughts on Vinicius? I don't know if you've seen.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of commentaries. I saw part of his interview. It's rather unfortunate that people do not take racism seriously because they feel like it's not inflicting physical pain. So people don't really understand, especially if you're not a black person. Because I've seen a lot of black people too comment that, oh, it's just, you know.
They're just words. Yeah, there's a popular guy on Nigerian Twitter who was saying that, oh, that these are just words. And then he was now, because I don't know if you know, this guy, Danny Parejo, Villarreal was like, oh, that these are just words that footballers should be used to banter at this point, that sometimes when he plays, people call him a drunkard. And
Yeah, I saw that one, yeah.
So the Nigerian guy was now like, yeah, that.
That's Brazilian guy. The guy's Brazilian, right?
No, Danny Parejo is Spanish.
Spanish. Okay, there's a Brazilian player that said the same thing, like, oh, it's not racism. Bob, I'm listening to you.
And then, obviously, so the Nigerian guy was not like, yeah, that these are words that you should also be able to insult, you know, white people and call them white cats, something stupid like that. Like,
so the thing is, like, the same way when women complain about certain things,
yeah,
as a man, you will not understand.
Yeah.
That's the same way with racism. Until you experience it, you will not understand the gratitude of what's happening. Like, someone just seeing you and just hits you just because you are black.
Yeah.
Or someone just sees you and just hits you because you're a man. You know, or just someone just hits you because you are short or you are tall.
It's not the same thing, but you hate me because I'm an Arsenal fan. Why? Why?
I don't hate you. I don't hate you. I just hate Arsenal at the club. Well, like it's just ridiculous, like just because it's black.
Yeah, the thing is
the reason why they even hate him more is because
he's good.
He's playing really, really well
he's,
against
he's
them.
Good, yeah. Yeah.
He's playing really, really well.
And they can't bash him, so the only thing that they go for
is about his skin, the color of his skin. And so I was just thinking about it the other day, about Vinicius. I was just thinking about that. God saved Ronaldo, because I don't know that. He's not a black man.
Eh?
It was a black man. The eight.
Why?
That he would have. Do you know? Madrid fans booed him at some point. Do you know?
But he wasn't playing well. It had nothing to do with his race.
Exactly. So no, I'm not saying the same thing. I'm saying, like, if you're at the top of your game, and people hate you, they will use every means to want to abuse you. And I was basically just going through. One foolish person from your Barcelona fan club made a compilation of when Vinicius got angry, or maybe like he was doing it that with other players. But he clipped off the beginning parts of all the encounters.
Exchanges,
beginning, what made him go to that point. And Vinicius is the kind of player that I don't think he gets angry like that. But when you keep doing it constantly, you just flare up.
Yeah.
Because I've seen him do that many times. Like, there's a game that he was just angry. So I'm like, what's wrong with this guy? Why are you angry? And then another game, I've seen him, they've been tackling him hard. He's just been laughing. He's just been rolling, laughing. So he just, but, I mean, we play football. We understand that it's emotional. But there's no point for you to not take it to that place. Like, insult him that you're ugly. You look like, I don't know, you look like an idiot. You know, insult his mother. Insult his kids. Insult everybody. But that racism part, I don't agree about. I don't agree with that. I don't agree with that at all. And so also, I think some leagues, I mean, Europe in general, I think it's just very that racist. That's
his problem, yeah.
It's just very racist in that area because the same thing that happened in Italy with Lukaku,
Balotelli,
with Balotelli, there's another
Mutari,
person.
Mutari,
yeah, like it's just, and you now see that when someone now comes out and when the player comes out and say, oh, I was abused, you see the players, the managers, the fans all saying, oh, no, that's not racist. That's how you know that it's crazy that it is a systemic problem. And they need to be punished. They need to find a way to punish them.
Well, all these places, man, it's just very sad that in 2020, that, you know, in this day and age, you still have people who are so fixated on something so irrelevant. But,
yeah.
Or not irrelevant, but something that shouldn't, you know, be as consequential as that. They just, you don't create yourself. So anyway, all right. Well, is there anything else you want to talk about, Shimo? I told you this
is nothing.
We'll be back here next week.
Let's begin the games
after Miraculous Easter. After the boys do it, man. I've been waking up, you know, in the middle of the night just dreaming about that that game.
It's funny, like, you know, I always like Arsenal fans, like the way you guys have confidence going into big games. Since I've started watching football, Arsenal fans are always very confident in actually going into big games.
We've been delivering though lately. So
what's your secret? Like, I need to understand because, well, you guys have lost like 85% of those games.
But you still
have that confidence to go into those games.
That's so dishonest.
Tell me the secret now. Tell me.
You have to be in life, you have to be hopeful all the time, man. You have to. Okay. Hope keeps you going.
Okay.
Anyway, so early Saturday morning, Newcastle versus West Ham.
Newcastle versus West Ham. That's a very big game. I feel like because West Ham players are back, West Ham is going to beat Newcastle. Because now Newcastle, they are in that position where they are not doing well.
They're not playing well.
And they're shaky. So, yes, I'll pick West Ham. But I'll be surprised if Newcastle wins. But, yeah, just look at form and players and personnel and all that.
Hmm.
What do you pick?
I pick West Ham as well. I think that they're just too strong for Newcastle. This Paqueta is playing very well now. Bournemouth Everton.
Ah, that's a very crazy game. Bournemouth should win, Sha. I don't know. Bournemouth should win.
Yeah, I see Bournemouth as well. Why am I agreeing with this guy? Chelsea Burnley, that's an easy one.
Well, I feel like Chelsea are playing well now.
Yeah,
so Chelsea should win.
There's no way Bournemouth is winning. There's no way Burnley will win. Sorry, not Forest Palace.
With this news that Forest has, Forest should win because Crystal Palace, they're also all over the place. But if those two boys play, those Nigerian boys, Crystal Palace is going to win, and my boy Awoni is going to score.
I say draw, actually. Then, excuse me, Sheffield-Fulham.
Sheffield-Fulham. Wait, you said Palace going to win, right?
No, I said draw. Forest.
Okay.
You said Fulham. Yeah, Fulham will win. Spurs-Luton.
Almighty Spurs. They should win this one.
They'll win, man.
She just said themselves for embarrassment.
Villa Wolves.
That's another very good game. Villa should win this.
They're at home.
They are fighting for Champions League. Yeah, Villa. Brentford United. you know, we already know.
United now.
Nah, there's no way. There's no way United is beating Brentford at Brentford. Okay. Home. Nah, nah. Okay. Then Liverpool-Brighton.
Liverpool should beat Brighton. But, I mean, they have their players back, right?
Yeah. There's their players back, but I still think Liverpool will win, yeah. Then City-Arsenal, the weekend, obviously. Come on,
you if City should lose to Arsenal, the league is over for them. You know what's funny?
What?
City has not beaten any top team this season.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The only team they beat is United.
Of course. Everybody sees United and sees...
And they beat us, man, anyway.
3 points.
Yeah, a bit of money away.
Arsenal beat United. Home and away this season again.
So if they don't beat Arsenal,
yeah,
then I feel like maybe their cycle is over.
So do you think Arsenal? So let me ask you this question now: if Arsenal wins that game, do you think they win the league?
No.
Okay.
Because you know why? You have Champions League there. That's you have Champions League. Another Champions League is going to dent your confidence badly because
what
everybody
what
everybody mean? Think everybody is starting Arsenal to beat Bayern, and that is not good because it's going to dent your confidence because no matter how good you everybody think you are, you now lose to Bayern that is struggling.
No, but they found their form though. So what are you talking about?
So do you think I'm going to beat Bayern?
We'll beat Bayern, of course, but...
It... And so one compliment. Why are you not talking about that?
No, you said that they are bad, dude. But I know they are bad. It's irrelevant. No, they are actually playing... They beat a team 8-1 before the break. They're actually playing well now. So you can't say that the reason we'll beat them is because they are bad. Nah. We'll beat them because we're the better team. So, well, like, get it right, please.
Okay.
Yeah.
No problem.
Anyhow. But yeah, that's the show. I mean, we'll be here next week after the game. And yeah, I hope you enjoy the game show, and I hope you have a lovely Easter.
And I hope you cry.
Wow, look at hatred. I'm going to cry after the game. But
I'm not your brother, so
yo, that's cool, man. Come on, why so much hate, man? Anyway, no problem.
Sorry.
Oh yeah, no, have a nice one.
Yeah, bye.
Yeah.